From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Thursday, August 22nd. The man accused of starting the park fire by pushing a burning car into Alligator Hole in Upper Bidwell Park in Chico is set to enter his plea in court today. According to court records, Ronnie Stout II is alleged to have pushed the car down an embankment before calmly walking through fleeing crowds. He is charged with felony arson of an inhabited structure or property. His first plea hearing was on August 1st, but that hearing was continued by the presiding judge. Stout has two other previous felonies and could face 25 years to life in prison if he's found guilty. The park fire destroyed more than 630 homes and other buildings and has burned nearly 430,000 acres. And in other news, North State residents now have a bus service between Redding, Red Bluff, and Chico, with connections to Sacramento and Stockton. The Redding Area Bus Authority, or RABA, has joined with the Amtrak Thruway system to provide the service.
Because we're operating the bus route, they can now offer what is called bus-only ticketing to anybody that boards in Redding or Red Bluff going to destinations south of Chico.
In the past, only those with an Amtrak train ticket could ride Thruway buses. Now that requirement has been lifted. Buses will make two trips daily. A one-way ticket between Red Bluff and Redding costs $5. A ticket between Chico and Redding costs $10. Discounts are available to seniors, veterans, students, and those with disabilities. And an art exhibit in Chico highlights the golden era of video games. The display is called 8-Bit August. Casey Fay is one of its curators. Fay says the exhibit aims to evoke a sense of nostalgia and creativity.
What you'll see is a really neat and a wide array of styles. Everybody took the concept and ran with it. Scout made a quilt, which I think is just amazing. There's an artist named Zach, and he made a whole Tetris box, you know, that you can play. And if you get high score, you get to keep it.
Super Mario, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Pac-Man are all represented in the artwork. Faye says the exhibit could also be a history lesson. 8-Bit August is on display at the 1078 Gallery. And in other news, Butte County has had its first death from West Nile virus this year. The county says the person was between 40 and 50 years old. The latest stats from the State Department of Public Health show there have been 13 human cases and 3 West Nile virus-related deaths in California this year. Health officials say people 50 and older and those with diabetes or high blood pressure are at a greater risk of getting sick and are more likely to develop complications from the virus. Also, felony domestic violence charges against a Gridley police officer were dropped after his accuser refused to testify. That's according to reporting by Chico Soul. The outlet reports the 31-year-old defendant was convicted of misdemeanor animal cruelty stemming from a related incident. He's scheduled to appear in Butte County Superior Court on August 29th for sentencing on that charge. District Attorney Mike Ramsey said he expects the former officer will receive probation. If he does receive probation, Ramsey is asking the court to extend a current restraining order, which would require the former officer to surrender a considerable number of firearms now in his possession. And finally, it's the second to last week of the legislative session in California, and some bills are getting one step closer to the finish line. Cap Radio's Megan Myskowski reports that the state Senate voted to advance bills that would impact graduation requirements, overdraft fees, and tortillas.
One allows school districts to make changes to coursework requirements. Los Angeles Senator Henry Stern says the bill makes it easier for kids who miss school because of mental or physical illness to advance.
Graduation is very important, and we don't want to let illness hold students back.
Another would require that much of the wet masa and masa flour made and sold in the state have a certain percentage of folic acid. The vitamin helps prevent birth defects that occur at a higher rate in Latino newborns. Los Angeles Senator Maria Elena Durazo supported the bill and called the masa with folic acid an heirloom product.
Which also uses ancestral, yet high-quality methods, which is volcanic rock and limestone, to grind the corn. This is a method that's been used for thousands of years.
One more bill would prohibit some banks from charging overdraft fees for transactions that are immediately declined because of a lack of funds. It covers banks that are chartered and regulated in California, so it wouldn't apply to national banks. Megan Myskowski, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, August 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.